Tonight, we're going to have the opportunity to recognize one of those members of the Council for National Policy. So if you'll come on in and find your seats. And I'm going to ask tonight, as we make a presentation to one of our members for the Thomas Jefferson Award for Servant Leadership, I'm going to invite Carla Sands to come to help us make the presentation tonight. She is the chairwoman of Vintage Capital Group, an investment firm founded in 2000 in partnership with her husband, Fred Sands. She's greatly interested in real estate and architecture, as demonstrated by her seat on the board of visitors at the UCLA School of Arts in Architecture. She is chairman of the Blue Ribbon, an organization of 500 women who support the Los Angeles Music Center, is its residence companies, and produces the Children's Festival each spring. Carla recently joined our Gold Circle and nominated this evening's recipient of the CMP's Thomas Jefferson Award for Servant Leadership. So we asked her if she would come tonight and say a few words about our honoree, Tom Fenton. Carla?
Thank you. Good evening. I've had the pleasure, the great pleasure, of knowing the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton, for almost 3 years. And during that time, I've come to deeply appreciate him both personally and professionally as a friend and as a truly fearless conservative leader. Since becoming its president in 1998, Tom has grown Judicial Watch into America's largest and most effective government watchdog organization. He was the tip of the spear during the Obama administration, as Judicial Watch revealed the many unlawful activities of the Departments of Justice, Homeland Security, State, and the EPA. At a time when conservatives fear for their safety, Tom remains unintimidated. Under his dynamic leadership, Judicial Watch led the fight to expose Hillary Clinton's reckless abuse of her private email server, helping to change history this past November. He pursued transparency and accountability by exposing the corruption of the Benghazi debacle to the public. Tom and his team uncovered the full truth about the IRS's intimidation of conservative groups and the Tea Party. In fact, the list goes on and on. As you can see in Judicial Watch's recent litigation plan sent to supporters, I've personally witnessed our congressmen use information uncovered by Judicial Watch's tireless investigations and FOIA requests. Judicial Watch succeeds where our federal government is failing. Tom is an internationally recognized expert on government corruption, election integrity, immigration enforcement, and open government. He regularly appears as a guest on all the major broadcast news networks and is frequently quoted in the nation's leading print and online publications. He's often called to testify before Congress. I don't know where he gets the time, but Tom is also the author of not one but two New York Times bestsellers, yet he remains humble and unassuming. Plus, he sets aside time for his lovely wife, Kelly, and their three wonderful daughters. In 2015, the American Conservative Union awarded Tom with the Defender of the Constitution Award during its annual CPAC conference. And just a few short months ago, Tom was honored with the Annie Taylor Award for Courage from the David Horowitz Freedom Center, which is bestowed on those who have demonstrated unusual courage in adverse conditions and great danger. Now, without further ado, it is my delight and honor to introduce Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton to receive the CNP Thomas Jefferson Award for Servant Leadership.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. I'm honored and humbled, obviously, by this generous recognition of not only my work, but obviously the work of Judicial Watch, our staff there. I get to come on here and talk about all the great work they do. You know, you may not know this, but my first job was working for the sister group of CMP back in 1990, International Policy Forum. So I've grown up around CMP these last 2 years. No, it's actually been 20 years now. And I consider you my friends and family to come up here. These are all my friends here, up here honoring me. So it's really special. And, you know, we do all this work here. And the praise and the support you give me really allows us to do more and better work. Because it helps me, especially the spiritual aspect of CMP. You know, our quest for the truth and justice, you know, it doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from us. It comes from above. And you have helped me recognize that more so than anything else in my professional activities. So I really thank you for that. And obviously, many of you personally support our work, and we can't do it without you. You know, I'll tell you... And of course, I have to recognize my lovely wife, Kelly. My job, you know, if I'm not angry about something, she does half the work for me there. But I tell you, my job, she has the outrage that everyone else has. So I know what's hot in the in public policy because Kelly will tell me about it. But she really has made my job so much easier. My job became so much easier once I got married to Kelly. You know, it's a lot better to go to work having a stable and wonderful home life with my lovely wife and my now three daughters. But just quickly on Hillary Clinton. You know, we got those Benghazi documents out that caused the creation of the Select Committee. But we noticed there were no Clinton emails. I thought maybe she didn't use the emails, but it turned out she did. We asked for and pushed and pushed. And one of our lawyers said, well, you know, we got these documents. Where are the Clinton emails? And they said, well, there are other documents we need to look at, the Obama administration said. And then they told the court, well, yeah, we gave Judicial Watch everything, but there are other documents they need to look at. Well, it turned out just a few weeks later, the New York Times reported there were all these Clinton emails. And, you know, I wasn't so much angry at Hillary Clinton for having this email system, because I knew that's what she's the type of person who would do something like that. But they lied to us. Not just Hillary, but the Obama administration, the bureaucrats at the State Department. I'd like to know when the lawyers at the Justice Department knew about this. This wasn't just about Hillary Clinton. This was about a scandal, the way Washington had, a scandal of the contempt Washington has for the American people. And it wasn't the 90s. We went up against the Clintons in the 90s where they could isolate you and keep you in the, you know, conservative kook corner. The internet, the social media, the alternative media allowed us to get this information out to the American people. And it changed history. It changed history. And the founding fathers, I think Thomas Jefferson, who, you know, was skeptical of government as much as any conservative of today would be, he'd probably be horrified at how weak conservatives are. But Thomas Jefferson knew the importance of educating the populace because he knew the populace was the best protection for liberty and of the people. And the administration of President Obama was hostile, obviously, to transparency. And we exposed it in ways that Congress didn't and the media didn't. And the founders would be appreciative of this because this is, I think, the sort of revolutionary approach in the traditional sense of the word. And we should thank God that we're Americans because nothing like this could happen in any other country in the world, where you could have a little old nonprofit go up against every government agency in the world, the candidate for the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party, who have the support of the president behind her, and win. It wouldn't be allowed anywhere else in the world. So now we're still in the middle of the Clinton email scandal. And President Trump has a challenge, what to do with Hillary Clinton. And I would think the easiest thing for him to do is to just let politics be removed from the pursuit of justice. Because right now, the thumb is on the scales. And just removing the thumb from the scales will allow the rule of law to proceed, and who knows what will come of it. But there are opportunities to clean house for President Trump. In many ways, I'm still waiting for the Trump administration to come to power, because his administration really isn't in place yet, despite what you hear from the media. There'll be many opportunities to let it all hang out in terms of the documents and the truth commission that is needed, practically speaking, as it relates to the Obama administration. And of course, Judicial Watch is going to be investigating President Trump and the Trump administration. Corruption didn't leave office with the Obama administration, but we're going to be fair-minded. We're not going to attack him just to say, hey, we're nonpartisan. So we're going to be doing that basic oversight work. But we have a real crisis because we also have to pursue the other government, the alt-government, that he isn't controlling in any practical respect, that is undermining the rule of law, that took out our friend General Flynn. That scandal is not about Russian interference in our elections. That scandal is about an administration using a lot of vague assertions about Russian interference in our elections to wiretap the incoming president of the United States transition team and have the FBI go and harass him and intimidate the White House into firing him. That's the IRS scandal in the national security context. So this is a real crisis. We have all of these government officials who don't believe that the republic, the transfer of power under our republican form of government should hold. So we have to investigate that. And we're going to keep on doing the work. It's nice to be able to support an administration now and again that is actually advocating for the rule of law, taking a revolutionary approach to immigration and enforcement, which is meaning to actually follow the law on the books, that wants to keep the bad guys out of the country, and actually is concerned about the taxpayer as opposed to seeing the taxpayer as an enemy. But Judicial Watch will continue its investigative work, and I'm going to rely on you for guidance and feedback as we go through the years, but we're going to have challenges. Because the government still is out of control, and the president, if he isn't going to do the work, will do the work for him, or in some cases, in spite of him. And we're going to do the work despite what Congress doesn't want to do as well. So things didn't end with the Obama administration leaving or Hillary Clinton losing. Things have just begun. So I really appreciate this recognition from the board of CMP and obviously the members, and it's really humbling. So thank you for your time and attention, and I frankly don't know what to say about this, but I really appreciate your good word, prayers, and support. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. And I would add to what Carla said, one aspect that I think is very fitting for this award, for the Thomas Jefferson Servant Leadership Award, is that while a lot was said about what Judicial Watch does, one thing that was not said that Judicial Watch does is they work in coalition with almost every organization in this room and many more. When our team, or I know other teams, look at something's going on and they want to find out what's happening behind the scenes, one of the first people they call is Tom Fenton in Judicial Watch to do the digging, do the FOIA request. And so not only has Tom provided leadership, but it's servant leadership. And so, Tom, thank you for being a part of the vast right-wing conspiracy.